I'm Rona Tarrant. Italian bishops have called for solidarity with migrants as the death toll from drownings on the Mediterranean Sea continues to rise. It comes amid Italy's tough stance on migrant crossings, including a policy of having the Libyan Coast Guard patrol its own shores, pushing back refugee boats or taking the migrants and refugees back to camps in Libya. In a statement, the bishops urged people not to look away from the situation, saying anxiety and fear should not determine the response or increase a climate of distrust and refusal. At least 11 people have died after an amphibious duck boat carrying tourists sank in stormy weather in the state of Missouri. The vessel was carrying about 30 people on Table Rock Lake, a popular tourist attraction near the town of Branson, when it capsized. 7 people were taken to hospital, one of whom was seriously injured. It happened as a line of powerful thunderstorms rolled across the American Midwest, prompting a weather warning. The White House has said President Trump has asked his National Security Advisor John Bolton to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to Washington in the autumn. The news came in a tweet from White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders after Trump said he looks forward to a second meeting with Putin. Following widespread criticism of Trump's comments at the summit, Putin accused forces in the US of trying to undermine the success of the summit, but said the two leaders had begun to improve US-Russia ties anyway. Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York has called for a national prayer campaign effort for the legal protection of human life. The effort comes as the process continues to secure a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. It's planned for each Friday from August 3rd to September 28th. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.